BFM.
Good morning to, we should have on the line, we should have Paul Keane from The Bat. See you there, mate.
Yeah, hi, Johnny. Loud and clear, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now, for the BFM, long-time BFM listeners, Paul Keane, you are Annabelle Keane's father. Annabelle used to host the Top 10 here with Callum.
Yeah, she's made me a bit more famous, I think.
Man, she does a great show. She's a ledge. Now, okay, the reason we've got you on the line today, Paul, is the Bats have got a brand new single out.
Yes, very excited about that. It's one we recorded a year and a bit ago down in Dunedin, in Port Chalmers, actually, at a studio called Chicks, which is in an old stone building, which used to be a hotel and had lots of gigs. And then Tom Bell and a few mates made it into a studio, and Tex Houston came in there, and we worked with him.
What drew you down there? Is it because who else lives down there? Is it because Rob lives down that way?
Robert lives down there, but we tend to sort of every time we do an album, we'll think, well, let's go somewhere different, because it can often create a different vibe, it brings out different things, and it's just nice to get away from the distractions of normal day life.
Yeah. Have you worked with Tex Houston before?
Not in the studio. He's done our live sound a few times, and he's such a lovely guy. He's did a lot of clean stuff, both live and recording, and Look Blue Go Purple, a whole bunch of Dunedin acts. He's a good man. And Jay Clarkson too. I think he worked on one of hers that's on her recent album too.
Excellent. Now, the Bats have been at it for, 40 plus years now?
Yes, quite a long time. we kind of figured we must be the only surviving same lineup that's never split up and decided to rejoin. And possibly in the world, because I don't think the Stones count, because they've had change of membership and things like that, haven't they?
Okay, well, you're knocking them off the perch. The Bats, the real deal.
People say, but the Stones, but wait a minute. I think it's two-edged sword, that one, isn't it? looked on as being, the old legends, and same old, but I think we're still very much in the present with our view on life and music. And we like to explore different things, but often with the Bats, though, we don't go too far off a reasonably even keel, I suppose you call it.
There's obviously still a creative spark there, though, because you guys have hit the studio and you've recorded Lowline. Now, tell us about the song.
Well, Lowline, it's a fun song. Reflects, I reckon it's, my take on it is it's Bob remembering his youth and that freedom you get when you're kids. Well, when we got when we were kids anyway. I think helicopter parenting is a bit overprotective these days. But, that ability to get on your bike and go exploring with your mates and find new adventures and, just let your nose take you somewhere and then end up realising, shit, it's getting a bit late. It's getting dark. Better get home. That kind of vibe. So it's having fun on a bike, and the low-line bikes were a thing back then, when we were kids. And the Rally 20s were quite similar to it. A lot of people might know the Rally 20, but low-lines, the small wheels, like the compact bikes, you could kind of fold up and throw in the boots, So, interesting thing is we thought we'd do a video for it. And Martin Sagerton, who's an absolutely wonderful filmmaker, who's done things for Aldous Harding. He did The Barrel, which has won awards, I think. And also he's done stuff for Marlon Williams and Tiny Roo and a whole bunch of people. But he's a musician himself, actually. But enough about him. But we asked him if he'd make a video for us, and he jumped in, and we thought, why don't we make one for Lowline? And then I thought, I had this idea of going to a like an isolated Canterbury beach where there's some old huts, old cribs and cottages or whatever you call them. I don't know what they're called up north. There's a different
batches?
Name. Batches, and you know, like marker carpet hedges and you know, that kind of vibe, and the sea's just over the dunes. And Waikuku, north of Christchurch, was one we kind of went and checked out, and it looked perfect for it. So I put the word out to see if anyone had any low-lying bikes, and lo and behold, my cousin down in Waimate, Jerusa, and her partner Andy, had a tandem one.
Oh, so good. Yes.
We borrowed that and borrowed a couple of others from Malcolm and Bob and just rode around this Waikuku Beach Village.
Oh, amazing. I'm going to have to watch the video now. You've painted such a good picture in my mind for me.
Oh, good. Yeah, sometimes I think it's better when you're listening to a song is just to close your eyes and imagine for yourself. You know, if you watch a video, you kind of get a little bit distracted by the images away from the music. But I think you want to absorb yourself in the music as well sometimes and just turn off the eyes.
Excellent. Well, we do have Lowline queued up here to play. Yep. Obviously, I'm guessing this is the first of songs from what might be a new forthcoming album.
Yes, that was the whole idea of the Chicks thing, was to record a whole bunch of songs and then select some for the album, and we're in the process of like putting stuff together for that, but we've got the artwork to get sorted and distribution dates and things like that sorted out as well. But we've got Paul McNeil doing a cover art for us, so that's in its final days. It's the final days,
Getting close.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, Paul Keane from the Bats, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning. We've had a text through on 5395 saying, "Hi, Dad," from Annabelle.
Hi, Annabelle. Hi, Callum.
All right. Let's hear Lowline, and we'll look forward to checking out the new Bats album.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers, Paul.